Dear Oscar Grant, my name is Andrew, and I'm from San Jose, California. As I craft this tweet on a southbound BART train that's pulling into West Oakland, there's not a single trip through Fruitvale Station where I don't remember your name.
Tomorrow, New Year's Day, is the 10th anniversary of Oscar Grant's death. Oscar was 22 years old when he was shot and killed by a police officer while lying on his stomach at the Fruitvale BART commuter rail station in Oakland, California.
Dear Oscar Grant, my name is Anechi, coming from Oakland, and as an African-American male myself, my grandmother used to always be afraid for me to go out on New Year's or 4th of July, holidays like that, and used to always annoy me. And I remember when your tragic situation happened, it basically reaffirmed everything she was afraid of.
Oscar was unarmed. The officer was eventually convicted of involuntary manslaughter.
And every time I go by Fruitvale Station, I call it Grant Station in your honor.
Leave it up to me. That station would be renamed after you.
Those voices are from a project by KQED in San Francisco, where people are sending messages to Oscar 10 years after his death. Pendarvis Harshaw is leading the effort, and he's a columnist for KQED Arts. And he clearly remembers when he first heard Oscar Grant had been killed.
10 years ago, I'm 21, a junior in college, and at the time, I was headed back to Washington, D.C., and it really juxtaposed everything that was going on in Washington, D.C. with the recent election of President Barack Obama and just the imagery of Oscar Grant being gunned down on a platform at Fruitvale Station in East Oakland by an officer of the law, be it a BART cop. It just stood out as just so far removed from what I was seeing with Barack Obama.
And here we are 10 years later, and we've seen this story happen more times, an unarmed black man killed by police, captured on video. But this was before the Black Lives Matter movement. Can you help us connect the dots between what happened with Oscar Grant? Because I think that was one of the first examples, sadly, that we've seen of the use of cell phone footage in an incident like this.
Yeah, the cell phones played a major part in Oscar Grant's story. The people on the platform who documented the heinous murder of Oscar Grant really played a part in making sure that his story got out there, and so news outlets saw it in their face. Now, this isn't new, but seeing the actual footage made that news arrive on people's digital doorstep, and they couldn't ignore it. And that's what you've seen time and time again over the past 10 years. And so I do think it did start to tip the scale a little bit in terms of seeing how real this problem is.
You've been working with Oscar Grant's family for KQED's coverage of this anniversary, this 10-year anniversary since Oscar's passing. What does the family want people to know about Oscar, about his life, about what happened to him 10 years later?
Working closely with Cephas Johnson, also known as Uncle Bobby, Oscar's close uncle, he really points out a couple of things. One, how artists have carried Oscar Grant's name and story. Two, Uncle Bobby has become an activist working with families who encounter issues related to police brutality as well. So it's been amazing to see his growth, to go from just a civilian to somebody who stands up and supports families who go through similar instances. And lastly, they have been working with me to get the community to voice their stories. As Uncle Bobby realizes, this story not only impacts his family, it impacts the larger community. So we have this Dear Oscar Grant initiative where we're having people send messages of how Oscar Grant's story impacted their lives. And it's been beautiful to see.
Tell me a little bit about Cephas's activism. How has he, you mentioned a little bit that he'd grown into, this is Oscar's uncle, that he'd grown into being an activist. What does that look like today?
From the outside, you know, I can only speak from the outside, but to see his growth, to go from somebody who was essentially an uncle who was impacted by this to now a community member who stands up for fighting for people impacted by police brutality has just been awesome to see from the outside, and the community that he's developed around him and the support that he's gathered from community members has been beautiful to see as well.
And you mentioned the project you're working on with KQED, and you're asking for community members to write something to Oscar, whether it's a text, Tell us about the project. Where did it begin, and what are you asking for?
Yeah, 10 years ago when I met Uncle Bobby, he would tell the story of the last interaction that he had with his nephew Oscar, and he would say it was a text exchange. And I realized more and more how cell phones played a significant role in Oscar Grant's story, from the video footage to this text exchange. So I thought it would behoove us, KQED, as a platform that serves the community, to allow people to send text messages or to call in and leave voicemails. And so the goal is to take these stories, these messages, and use them to push forward on Uncle Bobby's organization and making sure that police brutality is recognized as an issue in society.
Are there folks that you talk to in the community who, because it's been 10 years, who don't know who Oscar Grant is?
Yes. The changes in demographics in the city of Oakland has definitely made it so, you know, you'll point to Fruitvale Station and you'll say, hey, Oscar Grant was killed there. And people are like, what are you talking about?
How does that make you feel?
It's significant. It shows the changes in just in 10 years, you know, no need for a census count. Like something just as well as knowing the story of a community or not knowing the story of a community. It's a line in the sand. It's a demarcation of like, okay, you can see where things have changed.
Do you feel that ultimately Oscar's memory will be cemented in some way so that he's not forgotten?
Yeah, I think it's pretty interesting. Locally, there's an artist named Reefa One who's painting a mural on Fruitvale Station to commemorate the life of Oscar Grant. The project is actually backed by BART. So that's awesome to see. And then the second layer is that Oscar Grant's family is pushing for Fruitvale Station to be renamed in Oscar Grant's honor. And it is a tall order to ask, but I think it'd be admirable.
Well, we'll be paying close attention to that. Penn, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Pendarvis Harshaw is a columnist for KQED Arts. His memoir about growing up in Oakland is called OG Told Me. And you can send your own message to Oscar Grant by texting or leaving a voicemail at 510-853-9328 or going to our website, thetakeaway.org.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.